Story number 30, The Outward and the Inward. A Sufi of Bokhara attracted large concourses of people, and his house was always full of disciples and pilgrims. Distressed by this activity and movement, one devout student left the city almost as soon as he had entered it in search of the sage, and made his way to the hut of a more solitary contemplative in eastern Turkestan. When the two had sat in silent contemplation for a time, the mystic raised his head, having read his visitor's mind, and said, "When you judge by externals, by appearances only, you will gain only superficialities. You dislike the outward aspect of the sage of Bokhara, and therefore could not reach his inner aspect. On the final day, if you are to be judged in similar fashion on your outward form, why not prepare your own outwardness? You are soberly dressed. Bedeck yourself with beads. Your robe is plain. Make it an object of remark. Decorate and display yourself. Then you might at least be credited with being consistent.